I'm delighted to say that the guest that was due on at 4:30 arrived a bit early, all the way down from the big schmoke. That is Pat O'Connell, all the way down from Ballincollig. How are you, Pat?
Thank you. Very good, thanks indeed.
Now, the Irish... It's lovely to have you here. Now, the Irish Cancer Society are looking for volunteer drivers to help transport cancer patients to and from their hospital chemotherapy treatments. And Pat, who is a volunteer driver himself since 2014, is here to have a chat with us today about it. And Pat, how did you get involved in it yourself?
How I got involved was during the summer of 14, there was an ad appeared in our local parish newsletter on a Sunday morning. Just like this now, they were looking for drivers. And I took it from there and I got enrolled, so to speak. And with all the red tape done, I had my first run in November of 14. So that's how I got into it.
And of course, it's unfortunate, I suppose, that the service is needed at all, but now more so than ever, it's important, isn't it?
It's unbelievable. And I mean, the thing is, there are people out there who don't even know about it. And when they get to know about it, it's a load off their mind. Family members are not always able to take a day off, and people are living alone and they have trouble getting in and out for the treatment. Some treatment is only an hour for some people. I had a particular lady one day that I brought in at 9 o'clock, and she didn't get out of the hospital until 7 p.m. So that was obviously a sign of the treatment that she was having to receive. So it's great to be able to help. And, you know, if someone sits into your car and they say, I'm done, I'm finished, I don't have to come back until 12 months for a checkup, that's a great feeling to have.
You must get great part of that. Yeah.
Help to and, somebody.
And that's the one thing I was thinking of actually when I was reading through this, is you must get great job satisfaction out of it, do you?
I do. I enjoy it. And it's I mean, I came to live in Cork in 1968, and I've seen more of Cork since I started doing this driving in 14. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Oh, stop. So you better tell us a bit about the service itself. How does the service work?
The service works on the basis that, obviously, the patient's GP recommends it, and the office in Dublin is contacted and given the information. And what happens then is they send every evening about 5 o'clock, there's a list, an email comes out of where drivers are wanted. It could be Yall, could be Waterford, could be Donegal. And if the drivers who are organised at this stage are in a position to drive any one of those, no matter where it is, they reply to that email and say, I can do A, B or C. And then if you're being allocated A, B or C, it's then they send back to you the name and address of the patient, their phone number, and most of all, the most important thing in this day and age is the air code.
We can do nothing without an air code now, sure we can.
But I've been in places like this. I would have been going around in circles in the middle of a bog when the next thing I saw the house in the distance and it took me to it. But that's the most important thing that, and they have to make sure to give it to the office of the cancer office in Dublin when they're given their information. So without the air code, it wouldn't work.
Yeah, it's invaluable to have. We might joke about it, but even paramedics will tell you that. The first thing they say is always know your air code. Yeah. It's become more and more important to know it.
But it's great. I take the people into the Mercy, the CUH, or the Southern Infirmary, whichever one they're going to. And for people who might be bringing them from out in their neck of the woods, shall we say, they might have to stay in town for a few hours and that. I'm lucky enough I'm in Ballincollig, so a 10-minute journey back in to collect them is all that's needed for me, and whip them back out home again wherever they're going. So I do enjoy it, and it's great fun, and the people you meet, even though they have their problems, they're still in good form. I've never yet seen a cranky patient, I must admit. Yeah,
it's unbelievable,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, oh yeah.
And tell me, Pat, would you do many runs a week?
I used to do about 3. Now, it's like everything else. It's supply and demand. If you might have a week where there wouldn't be anyone in the Cork area looking for a drive, so there's no demand. Then you might get a list of 20 people on a list of totalling 50 where they would be all Cork. So you could get 3, you know. That would be my usual run, and it's... There's no great problem. Just sort it out, take it as it comes,
and go from there.
You know, yeah.
And if there's people listening now today, and they're saying, do you know what, we'd love to volunteer a couple of hours or whatever a month. I mean, is there a limit to what they can do? Like, if they only have maybe 2 or 3 hours a week, or even an hour a week, is that okay?
Well, an hour a week wouldn't.
Or a day a week.
Ideally, a day a week would be great, because an hour a week would. It might take them the hour to get in, and, you know, getting back out, the time is gone. 2 or 3 days, you see, they can see when the list comes out what suits them.
Okay, so they can pick.
Exactly.
Perfect.
And reply back and say, I'm available to do Yall, I'm available to do Middleton, I'm available to do Dungarvan, or as the case may be, you know. I mean, you wouldn't have somebody saying, I'm available to do one that's 30 or 40 miles away. But there is a system as well, which they call a tag drive. Now, that is basically where you would have a patient, we'll say, in Waterville, Valentia Island, someplace like that, where that would be one hell of a drive for a driver to come from there up to one of the Cork hospitals. So what's organised then by the office in Dublin is that a Kerry driver would bring that patient, we'll say, from Village Island to Killarney.
Okay.
And the Cork driver would go down to Killarney and pick up the patient and bring the patient up to the hospital.
A half the journey, really, yeah.
Yeah, and vice versa in the afternoon when the patient has had its treatment. Yeah.
Now, obviously, with COVID-19, and particularly when you're dealing with cancer patients who are extremely vulnerable, particularly after taking treatment, you must have different regulations and stuff for COVID-19, do
you? No, I unfortunately can't comment on what's happening with COVID-19, and I'll tell you why. COVID-19 brought in this famous word, cocooning.
Yes, it sure did.
And people over 70 have to cocoon, which
means... That's not you, Pat.
I'm afraid so. So until this thing passes by and cocooning is lifted, I can't drive.
Fair enough.
Because I'm over 70, so I don't know what regulations they have. But I would imagine that,
I'd imagine they'd have to,
The drivers who are under 70, they're still working away.
Yeah.
And I'd say it's only just a question of making sure that you wear your face masks, the same as everywhere else. But I haven't done anything since March, since the cocooning came in. So...
No problem. I can't believe you're over 70. Get out of that. Now, come here to me. Anyone listening to this today and they would like to get involved in it, how do they go about doing that?
Okay. Now, I have here, first of all, you see, the cancer office in Dublin is like every other office. All the people are out individually taking phone calls. So the first thing they need is www.cancer.ie and search for volunteer driver on that website. Number 2 is they can do an email to transport@irishcancer.ie.
Okay, so transport@irishcancer.ie. We will get all these details as well up on social media and all that as well, so people can see it.
The direct phone line to the cancer office in Dublin is 01 231 0522. Now, that will be answered, but it will be answered at an outside station.
So, yeah, people are still working from home.
Where the staff
are
working from home. Yeah. And the postal address of the cancer office in Dublin is 43/45 Northumberland Road, Dublin 4.
Dublin. Perfect. And finally, Pat, if anyone is listening to this and you could say anything to them about the job itself, what would you say to them?
It's fulfilling. It's very fulfilling, and I enjoy it. If I wasn't enjoying it, I wouldn't be doing it.
Mm.
Even though there are some mornings I might be getting up at 6:30 or 7:00 maybe to go to Mallow or someplace to pick up somebody who would have a 9:00 appointment. But it doesn't cause me any problem, you know. But I think it's very, very, I suppose enjoyable is not the word, but
it's valuable.
You feel you're doing some good for someone.
Yeah, and you are absolutely doing good for someone because you're taking that pressure off them.
I'll just tell you one story. When I go out, picked up a lady one morning and we were chatting away, you know, the usual, and I said to her, "What do you do?" Oh, she said, "I'm a Garda." You see? I said, "Oh, yeah." I had been for 31 years and I didn't know her.
Mm.
She didn't know me. But you can imagine the train of that conversation.
I can imagine. I'm married to a guard, but I can imagine.
Right? Yeah. So it's the little things like that that come up from time to time. I'll just tell you another one, if you don't mind, if you have the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Cancer Society are at pains to tell the drivers that they are not to take presents or anything like that from their patients. As are the patients told, they are not to give anything to the drivers, you see, which is grand. So I had a lady one day, brought her back home, and her mother came out. And the lady, the patient, had her bag on the back seat. And she says, "Mum," she says, "would you ever open the back seat there and take out my bag for me?" And she did, and she took the bag and went away, and we said our goodbyes. And when I got home, there was a lovely loaf of brown bread on my back seat. I didn't even smell it. It
says, "Do you enjoyed every bit of it?"
The way things happen, like it.
Well, listen, on that note, Pat, thanks a million for coming down. You came all the way down from Ballincollig to talk about this. It's a brilliant, brilliant service
it's
that you do. It really is.
You know, and there's been so many people who have spent a hell of a lot of money on taxis and
I can imagine.
This kind of thing. And they said, "God, we never knew it," you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've got posters from Dublin and put them up in the chemist shops in Ballincollig and the doctor's surgeries and that. And they lasted a good bit, but eventually.
Yeah.
You know, they went, but
it was about getting the word out there, you know. So if people go on to www.cancer.ie, look for volunteer driver. You can email transport@irishcancer.ie as well, or you can call 01-231-0522 if you would like to volunteer any time at all there to become a volunteer driver. And indeed, I suppose, if you want to avail of the service, if you go on to cancer.ie.
They get the stuff sent out, the paperwork to be filled in, and one of those forms is to give the Cancer Society permission for the applicant to be Garda vetted as well.
Perfect.
So that's
brilliant.
That's all going nowadays as well. So
has to be done too.
Yeah.
Has to be done. Pat, thanks a million for coming down to me.
Delighted.
And well done, Angie. And we might keep in touch. Keep in touch with
you anytime if you want.
Absolutely.
Any information or anything.
Perfect. We'll do that. We'll keep in touch with you.
Brilliant.
We better leave you get back up to the big smoke there now before
it's not that big.
Listen, Pat O'Connell, thanks a million.
Okay, my dear.
Thank you.